On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Happy gloomy Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a little bit
cold on the Vespa coming in thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little chilly, but I guess that's just the seasonality where we are, and going to warm up a little bit. Got friends coming into town.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, Bay Equity, where I work, is home to many great friends I've known over the years. Now, almost 10 years I've been there.
Yeah.
And so we have some great friends coming up from the Santa Maria area,
mm-hmm.
and also from San Jose, and we're going to do some wine tasting. So looking forward to the weather changing. And then we've got Harvest, of course, right around the corner, right? People mm-hmm. are starting to engage.
Yeah. I actually, on my way in this morning, I drove past the Sonoma County Fairgrounds mm-hmm. and they've got their big, sort of lit up electronic sign.
Yep,
it says, it says wine deliveries here, right? Because they're taking all, yep. they're doing the judging now.
Yeah. Yeah. When is the Harvest Fair? Is it this weekend?
No, I think it's usually the first weekend of October.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that'd be a little early.
Yeah. I think they're doing the judging right now is what's happening.
Yeah.
Or getting set up for selling or something like that.
Got it. Yeah. It's a whole process they go through.
It's a big production.
And it's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a huge commitment. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the huge, of course, drawing features of Sonoma County is our tourism. And it's also one of the big employers in the area. But we really really need to continue to focus as a local economy on how do we get other people to be able to afford to live here and stay here. I've got a spin on what's happening in the housing market with home prices. I've got not a spin, a take. This is a no spin type show.
No spin here.
Yeah, no spin.
Tell
here.
It how it is.
I do. I say, what's up? We'll talk about that in the second segment because I think inventory numbers are really starting to positively impact affordability for buyers.
Oh, good.
That's a fancy way of saying home prices are starting to fall.
Yeah.
And that's good. We're going to talk more about that. But before we do, how was your weekend?
It was nice.
Yeah,
was
Labor good. Day.
Yeah.
Did you work at all?
I did.
Okay. You labored over Labor Day weekend?
I did, but I'm helping to put together the Santa Rosa Sesquicentennial. 150th.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm really impressed. I mean, I know that you're a communicator as a profession and quite skilled, but I'm not going to try to repeat Sasquatch.
I've been practicing for months working on this, so a lot of time.
150, huh?
150 years for Santa Rosa. The big celebration is this Saturday in Courthouse Square. It's going to be a lot of fun, but because we're a week out on Monday, I was working on that.
Ah,
so, yeah.
Mm. Bummer. Well, I was camping.
Good.
Yeah, I went up to Grass Valley.
Fine.
I have a 4-hour rule. I have a trailer, take the family out. Kids do real well. I'm very impressed. They don't gripe too long.
Good.
Taught them to look at the clock and add up how long it's going to be. And of course, then you hit traffic and you add 30 minutes to it and everyone's pissed. But, you know, 4 hours is my radius. That's it. I go 4 hours and that's it. We're stopping wherever that is. Well, not really, but I just don't want to tow any more than 4 hours.
Yeah. And there's so much great stuff around us.
There is.
So, yeah.
Hey, let's bring our guest on.
Mm-hmm.
We have Diva Proto. She is now the assessor, recorder, clerk elect. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I got
clerk,
it right.
Recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters.
Oh,
as well.
I missed that one. So did you count your own votes? Come on now. You can tell us.
Nope, I couldn't touch the ballot.
I saw on your website, what was it? It was 2/3 you got, right? About 60-some-odd percent?
Yeah, I was very excited.
Congratulations to you and your campaign for such a successful campaign run. That's great.
Thank you.
So now, when do you get sworn in?
Not until January.
Oh.
So right now, we're working on transition plans and getting me up to speed on everything in the other divisions
mm-hmm.
and working on a replacement for myself.
Yeah.
So very busy.
Yeah, I bet. Lots of transition. And of course, which we'll talk about in just a minute, the reassessment and tax bills are now coming out. And that's going to mm-hmm. create all kinds of questions, which I want to tackle with you a little bit here today. But so you're going to be working with the current recorder, clerk, assessor, registrar of voters, Bill Rousseau.
Yes.
Okay. And you've worked with him for years anyways, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We've had him on the air here a few times and he's a really great guy.
Yes.
So I'm sure he's exhausted and happy to turn it over to you. So tell us about some of the major issues affecting your your departments that you work in as current chief deputy and future lady in charge, I guess, of all these departments you have coming up. Tell us what are the most pressing matters that you're watching and working on behalf of our community.
Well, I think one of the biggest right now, an ongoing one, will be, of course, the fire recovery and making sure that we do all the assessments in a timely manner and get everything up to speed as people are rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
We are also just working on the new voting contract right now, which is really exciting, and it won't affect this coming election in November, but hopefully in 2019, if we have a couple small elections, we'll be able to roll it out and get people starting to get used to a new look and feel for elections.
Can you dive into that a little bit? What does the new voting contract look like?
Well, our current system was for vote tallying was installed, I think, 35 years ago. And it's a great system. It's very reliable. It has served us very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply old. They're not making the parts for it anymore. Our machines are starting to fail. And not that we have quite a stockpile of machines, mm-hmm. and we're take them apart, cannibalize them for other pieces. And, you know, we've been able to keep it running. There's a lack of support. There's one person who's been the primary support mechanism for many, many years now. And he's looking forward to retirement. He kind of wants to go enjoy it without having to work on the elections all the time.
Are we talking about the little Scantron sheets that we all fill in when we're voting?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking
the
about?
The readers for those, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I call them Scantron because that's kind of what we did in college.
Yes, they look very similar to the Scantron.
Well, it helps you avoid hanging chads, right?
Yes,
so that's the idea.
We will not have any of those with the new system.
Okay.
It will be a different look for the ballot. Most counties have one large piece of paper, maybe two, depending on how many races are on the ballot. And other neighboring counties, I remember seeing a picture of a friend of mine in Marin who was voting, and they had posted a picture sitting down, getting ready to vote. And I was like, what is that? That's not a ballot, because I'm so used to the way ours look.
Yeah.
And so that will be a change for people.
Yeah, yeah, it will be.
It will be nice because everything will be on one page. We do get some returned, luckily not a lot,
yeah.
where they only return card A or card C or something like that.
I made
like
a mistake.
I said, luckily
on my last
not a lot,
card.
But this would eliminate that.
So I made a mistake on my last voting. And I tried to circle the correct answer. I didn't know what else to do.
Are you like, supposed to like erase and then
it was a permanent marker. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, too busy. I've got to get out of there.
Well,
I don't know.
And that's
I left a virtual hanging chat is what I did.
Someone
had to look at it and have a committee of three to decide whether I was voting for this person or not.
Well, and those types of things are something we handle manually right now. So if somebody, in your case, if you marked it twice
mm-hmm.
and then you crossed it out and wrote no on one, you circled one, put little stars next to it. When the scanner reads it, it'll look at it and say, oh, you voted twice. It'll
yeah.
kick it out for us to review.
Got it.
And we will have people look at it, and we have teams of people, so the ballots are never alone with one person. It's never one person making the decision.
That's interesting
to know.
But
a duplication team will look at it and say, the intent of this voter was to vote for this person or yes or no.
So did you learn, was there seminars and collaborative efforts to make sure we learned about Florida's hanging chad mistakes from 2000 when Gore and Bush head off and, you know, there's all those issues of whether or not Florida had gone for Gore or Bush. Was there like education of what to do to handle those types of issues?
Well, to my knowledge, I know Sonoma County did not use any type of machinery that would produce anything like that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of checks in place in terms of the review,
mm-hmm.
Including, you know, looking at the ballot if there's a question, making a determination. And we do a manual tally. to make sure the machines are counting correctly. Those are certified before and after the election to make sure that everything is tallying and counting and picking up everything correctly. But I don't remember, I wasn't here at the time as well, but I don't remember anything going on specifically training on that matter, simply because we didn't have that type of voting system.
Well, there's a lot of concern and talk about how other foreign countries or groups specifically are attacking our electoral system. I'm sure that electronic, compromise or penetration of our voting system is something that is always of concern. How much of that voting contract is electronic based and exposed to outside foreign influences?
Well, it is. A lot of it's going to be electronic. We're going to be using scanners to read the ballots. We have the computer systems that are tallying and everything like that. None of those things are connected in any way, shape, or form to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be removing the ability to have access to them. Mm-hmm. They've had things like the Hackers Village and everything like that, but it doesn't actually represent what the machines are, the controls in place around the machines.
So no chance someone can break in and say, have any sort of influence over voter results in Sonoma County?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Let us know and we'll try to put the control in place. But the machines will be under lock and key. Very few people have actually access to that room.
Uh-huh.
It's all logged when we do go in and out. We have observation rooms so other people can come and watch us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also under video surveillance and, again, not connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Diva Proto is our recorder clerk, assessor, registrar of voters, elect, and she's joined us. Do you have a few more minutes to stick around?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back with Diva Proto. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Hey, folks. This is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs, with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 769-88. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair. Do the show every Wednesday at noon. If you want to catch a past show or maybe you want to share with your friends or family or associates a great show you just listened to, you can always go to ksro.com and check the Ask the Expert series where you'll find my bald head sitting in front of a microphone and all these previous shows. Right, Michelle?
Yep, they're all there.
You can also stream it. So if you're not, jumping out of your car where you have an AM signal and you're like, oh, I need to continue listening to like our next great guest, and mm-hmm. you can go stream it at ksro.com.
Yep, very convenient.
That's right. Well, hey, we are joined by clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters elect, Diva Proto. Thank you again for joining us, Diva.
Absolutely.
So, Diva, we talked a lot about the Registrar of Voters department that you will soon be running after January. I'm sure you have a very major hand in it today as the deputy. But assessor, the role as the assessor is one that is a hot topic. Now, we understand that it was 2.5% or so, you can correct me if I'm wrong, of the homes in Sonoma County were affected or lost to fire. Is that about right?
I believe so.
Okay, close enough, and mm-hmm. we certainly don't want to slight any of those folks. But there's 97.5% of the remaining folks are still generating normal assessor assessed values under Prop 13, can go up to 2% a year, and it's generating great tax revenue for the county, I would believe, right?
Yes.
And as home prices have continued to rise from sales, that generates additional tax revenue.
Yes.
So I just learned that Lake County, which we know has been really scorched by fires over the years, is closing their recording office on Fridays for the next 6 months. Did you hear anything about that?
I was asked briefly about just were there any legal reasons for them.
Yeah, and I haven't dug into it. Yeah, I haven't dug into it. And what I wanted, the reason I'm prefacing all this is I'm interested to learn whether or not you see any of the four departments you run after January being impacted fiscally and having to limit their hours to the public or service because of reduced tax revenue from the fires.
I certainly hope not. I don't really foresee it for our office. We have our recorder's office, unlike Lake County, is set up as a special revenue fund. So the fees that we collect directly support the operations. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we do collect $1 for every document that is intended specifically to ensure that we maintain our hours, that mm-hmm. we are open every day of the week. So we wouldn't have the option in the recorder's office to close on Fridays, for instance, because we collect that dollar.
Right. So I'm just to clarify for our listeners, basically you go record a document, they're going to charge you a recording fee.
Yes.
And so your direct revenue source by that, you directly collect revenue from that source. But do you also get revenue from the city transfer taxes or from county taxes collected as well, right?
No, those actually go to the county general fund.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's
so
good to know.
So it's just the recording fees that support the recorder operations.
I remember when the fires happened, there was a great tremendous fear that the county was going to be underfunded because of the reduction of assessed property values, which reduces tax collection.
Yes.
Is there still any concerns in that area that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. We are getting backfilled property taxes for the lost revenues, I believe, for the next 2 years. I'm not sure what the picture is after that. That's mm-hmm. kind of more on the county administrator
sure.
tax collector side.
Mm-hmm.
And we will continue to assess the values of all of them and try to look at what revenue we're missing out on.
Got it. Okay, thanks for helping me understand that, because it's just such a hot topic. People want to make sure that the county services are still available, because a lot of us are paying our taxes, and of course I want to make sure that doesn't affect services, and that's great to hear that it probably won't. So let's talk about the county tax assessment process. So July 1 through June 30th is the annual tax period for our county, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from July 1 to December 31, the tax bill comes out and it's due on December 10th. And so are we into a normalized assessed values now since the fires of last year? Is everyone caught up knowing what their true tax bill will look like for the next installment coming up?
We should be. We may have a couple, and I'm not quite sure if we got all of them done. There were a couple of very special circumstances mm-hmm. that we had to look at and evaluate individually.
Uh-huh.
To my knowledge, we have the vast majority of them done. There may be a few stragglers hanging out there.
That's impressive. It's really impressive. Because I know we had Mr. Rousseau on, and you know the amount of effort that they're putting forth to get all those.
It was amazing.
It really was. I actually commend your office. That's tremendous. Now, folks that are rebuilding will then go through the permit process, and that'll also trigger when permitting is finalized. That triggers the reassessment again, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think if I could just give you one example, maybe you could tell our listeners who are probably curious. If you lost your home and you rebuilt on that same home, does it reestablish a new tax basis for the improved value, or is there some correlation to what was there before the fire?
If somebody lost their house due to a fire and they're rebuilding a similar footprint, similar use, similar square footage, then they're going to get their Prop 13 base year value restored.
Okay.
If they add on, if they decide this is the time to put that second bedroom or second bathroom or third bedroom on,
or a granny,
or maybe they want to go two stories or a granny unit, they'll be assessed for the addition, just as if they had a regular addition on a normal house, no fire impact. You're just going to go build the granny unit. You're just going to go build a third bedroom. Mm-hmm. You'd be assessed in that new construction.
Got it. Okay, which is normal and totally expected. So when the home is completed and finaled, does that also trigger the bringing the assessed land value back up to pre-fire value, or does there a 30% reduction remain?
I'm not sure what the decision on that was. I think that was just for this fiscal year, because people were not able to get to their properties because it was toxic and unusable, which isn't the case anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'll have to check with the assessor staff to verify that.
It was also my understanding that they had dropped the assessed value by 30% because the market value but the values of these areas had fallen simply because of lack of use.
I'm not sure about that. I know there was we were looking into that in the very beginning, but with the sales, that's what we have to base it off of.
Yep.
And based on the sales, you know, the lots that are selling are going for quite a bit.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that kind of...
And that's what we'll be looking at for this... as of January 1st, kicking off the new year, is, you know, what are those values?
Okay.
The lots.
Maybe you can come back on our show after you've been sworn in next year and help folks understand and navigate through that.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Because Mr. Rousseau announced that 30% reduction for the first time on our show. To the public. So, and I thought it was a great move. Whatever the reason may be for doing it, it was a positive move. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and getting some really great content information out to our listeners. Would love to have you back. And again, congratulations on winning the seat, the election for recorder, clerk, assessor, and registrar of voters.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on, and I look forward to the next time.
All right. Diva Proto, congratulations. We'll have you back soon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
She's great.
We learned so much every time she's on.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize we were going to get down and dirty with the voting systems.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool. So we got a little bit of a preview of what things are like.
Yeah.
And it's also very reassuring to hear about all the systems that they have in place to keep things going smoothly,
yep,
to checks and balances, to make sure that everything's just, you know, on the up and up.
I referred a lot of folks, a lot of clients to the assessor's office when they had questions over the last 6-8 months.
Yeah.
And really impressed. I never heard a negative word from anyone about their department. So truly commend them. Great job. Last couple of minutes, I want to talk about what I'm seeing. The home housing inventory is shooting up quickly. We're at already 4 months and some maybe even approaching 5 months of inventory.
Wow.
What that means is if you took a snapshot in time today of all the homes on the market, it would take 4 to 5 months to sell them. Now, a normalized market is 3 to 6 months. So people that have been concerned about being able to afford to live in Sonoma County, don't leave yet. Please. Please do not leave our county. We value you and need you. And I promise you the stats are really favoring buying again in Sonoma County. In Santa Rosa, there was 1,160 properties considered active within the last month. Average sales price was down to 588. That's what we want. Something strange happened when we crossed an average sales price of 650 in this county. Yeah. It just became too unaffordable. Folks, for every $100,000 you borrow, you're going to have about a $600 to $700 a month payment, depending whether you have mortgage insurance or not. And that includes taxes and insurance. So every $100,000 that goes up becomes more and more out of reach for a lot of folks. And renters were seeing this huge spike in the cost to rent homes. And that was primarily due to a surge in demand to an already sort of oppressed housing market.
Yeah.
Of vacancies were very low. Well, the insurance money's coming up. It's coming due. Or not due. It's expiring for some policies. And folks, a year ago that were in the housing market and considering giving up where they lived to buy a new house, stopped. They didn't move because the fires basically kept everyone from not wanting to leave a stable housing situation. Mm-hmm. That was a year ago. That means it's an opportunity now for people to vacate out of what they've been renting, pay reasonable market rents for new people that want to come in, and for first-time home buyers. So this is really exciting. This is not a bursting bubble. I'm not ever going to get on that train. I don't think it's coming. But we're going to see I predict another 10% reduction in average home prices in this market over the next year because a lot of houses are coming on, and that's good. But it's also a really good time to buy right now because interest rates are still low. So give me a call, George Adair, Bay Equity Home Loans, 707-583-8100. I will customize a purchase plan for you and consult with you all the way through and give you the best technology. You're going to love the experience. George Adair, Bay Equity Home Loans. I got to go. This was a great show.
Great show.
See you next Wednesday.